Now, time for our daily thought. Dr. Simon Colstow is with us this morning from Botley, talking about the connection between faith and science in the week that Darwin's Origin of the Species was published. Actually, it was published, the anniversary, I think, was Tuesday. We were talking about Darwin on the show yesterday. Simon, welcome back. Great thoughts this week, by the way.
Really, well, thank you.
Yeah, really interesting. So today, contemporary scientist Francis Collins.
Francis Collins, yes.
Go for it.
Good morning. Over the last couple of days, I've been considering famous scientists and examining how their discoveries influence their life and faith. I want to finish this series by looking at a contemporary scientist, the American Francis Collins, who led the international project to sequence the human genome and has recently been appointed by President Obama to one of the most powerful scientific posts in the US, head of the multi-billion dollar National Institute for Health. Along with being a stellar scientist, Francis Collins is an outspoken Christian and author of a book called The Language of God, where he argues that science is one of the ways that God speaks to man. He is also founder of the BioLogos Foundation, whose mission is to promote the search for truth in both the natural and spiritual realms, seeking harmony between these different perspectives. About a year ago, I met Francis Collins at a conference and was struck by his enthusiasm and his drive to both understand and better use the discoveries of science. When I asked him what his motivation was for being so energetic and enthusiastic, he answered that it was specifically his Christian faith, and that he saw science as an opportunity to worship God. Francis Collins is one of 40% of American scientists who believe in God, and who find that the more they discover about the natural world, the more they are forced to ask why the natural world is the way it is. Like Galileo and Newton before him, Collins does not see a conflict between science and faith. Rather, his motivation for being a scientist is his faith in God. Far from the stereotype of an atheist scientist, Collins is therefore proof that science is both compatible with and a source of encouragement for people who put their faith in God.
Brilliant. Simon, thank you very much indeed for that.
You're welcome.
See you again soon. And thanks for a fascinating week. Really good. Dr. Simon Colstow with his daily thoughts. 4 minutes to 7.